Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Insurance Executive Summary Podcast.
On Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2024, Wiseway Logistics Proprietary Limited and Secretary, Department of Home Affairs, No. 3, Federal Court of Australia. Court made suppression and non-publication orders over evidence in case about designation as a regulated air cargo agent, as the information may prove useful to terrorists targeting the aviation industry. Adelaide Concrete Cutting and Drilling Proprietary Limited and Marino, No. 2, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Contractual negligence and misrepresentation claims upheld against a person who had taken investment funds while purporting to be a solicitor in a law firm, but claims dismissed against the principal of that law firm. Parwan Investments Proprietary Limited, receivers appointed, and Hooper, Court of Appeal of Victoria. Specific performance claim that required a mortgagee's consent had no reasonable prospects of success, as the evidence was that the mortgagee would not consent, notwithstanding there was a hypothetical possibility that it might. Wang and Ford, Court of Appeal of Queensland. Trial judge had not erred in setting aside a claim under the Motor Accident Insurance Act 1994, Queensland, until Section 51A, Subsection 1 of the Act had been complied with. Richards and Hutchinson, Supreme Court of Queensland. Defamation claim against the State Director and the members of the State Executive of the Queensland Liberal National Party by a former LNP councillor, largely summarily dismissed.
Thank you for listening.